My name is Kali Krill. I'm CEO of Africor.
One of the things the country is grappling with at the moment, obviously, is a shortage of generation capacity, which has plunged the country into unabated rolling blackouts. I've come to learn about the Africorum possibly developing their own power station, perhaps, to sort of mitigate the load shedding again. So tell us a little bit about it. What's it all about?
Yes, well, I think it's a much broader solution than that of just simply a power station. The fact is we came to realize that Eskom is not going to be able to provide the electricity needed for the country in the future. One hoped that they would be able to recover, but it seems it's not going to happen. So then we say, okay, well, we can't just sit back. What needs to be done? So we developed a three-phase plan, which, of course, we just need to say that one needs to be humble about this. There's no quick fix, and no one organization such as Africorum can solve this. But what we want to do is play a facilitating role for others to get involved, but also, in some cases, we'll get involved. And it's a three-phase approach. In the first place, I think in the short term, we need to make sure that people that can try to get as self-sufficient as possible through the use of solar and batteries. And we know that there are many people in the market that sell these things and that install them, which is a good thing. But of course, one also then make sure that people, when they get involved to buy these systems, as a way to just make sure that they can find out which work well. So we drew up a task team that set up a document with guidelines, and that we will release tomorrow, as well as the contact details of the Practitioners Council for people that are qualified. So firstly, we have to make sure that people are able to get the right system. Then secondly, our legal team is working on taking on government to make sure that that we open up the system in terms of the regulations, because there are many power providers that are willing, that have surplus capacity, such as farmers already, that aren't being used. That needs to be open. But then the medium solution is, especially in struggling municipalities, there's a solution where skilled people can be drawn in to run the electricity network of a municipality. And Rural, for instance, is a company that works in Frankfurt, where they have taken over managing the electricity network on behalf of the municipality. They also make sure that they get the money in from clients. They make sure that this infrastructure is upheld. And in the end, they get the money. Eskom is paid, the municipality gets there and gets their part, and there's no corruption. So this blueprint can actually be duplicated elsewhere with various role players. It doesn't have to be a rural. But then on the long term, we believe that specifically nuclear energy can play a role, but one needs to say this is not a quick fix. This will probably be a 10-year project, but there are good signs. We've spoken to the experts in this regard, already discussions with people that are funders, and we believe if you look at the pebble bed nuclear reactors, the modular ones, they're going to become much cheaper over the years. And in the end, that will be what will be able to provide us with stability. But again, the regulatory network we have to open up, because at the moment it's only government that can provide that. And when you have a plan and when the regulatory environment allows it, then we believe that investors will come, because people are looking for investments. You have companies that want to survive, that are looking for solutions. So I think the funding is not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the plan, which we have task teams drawing up, and then also to open up the regulatory and legislative framework, which we are working quite hard at the moment.
All right. But secondly, I know we just got 2 minutes left before you have to go into that meeting. You have launched court action with NERSA with regards to the increase in the tariffs. Any comment on that?
Yes. No, we believe, you know, it's ludicrous to have a 80% rise in the tariffs while people are not getting electricity. It seems that it's expected from the public to fund Eskom's inefficiency. And that won't be the solution. So we'll fight that. What we need is for a decentralized power production and delivery, various groupings that can compete to bring the price down. The failing monopoly we have at the moment is simply driving the prices up.
All right. And then last two questions. How many megawatts will be available for the generation of electricity?
You see, the thing is, we're not going to set up one power station in terms of old school providing the country such as Eskom is doing. We need to make sure that it is decentralized. And if you decentralize it and you have many role players coming in, you will have different funders. And then there's no reason why you can't, on a smaller scale, have a large number of providers. And then, of course, it would be unlimited in the sense that a number of companies will provide a need in a specific area. And that is where we see the final solution, because if you have the old system of centralized power production and you need to transport that, it also puts pressure on the grid to make sure that this is being distributed. So I think all the needs can be adhered to, but on a decentralized level.
And one final question before I leave you. With regards to location, where will this be situated? Where will the whole power station or the infrastructure for this project take place?
Yes, I think it should be in towns itself. And the model project that I've mentioned in Frankfurt, just outside of town, you have the solar panels, the two solar farms that there is. The battery capacity is there, and it is linked up then to the local system. So I think that the future would be to have these electricity providers in every town, that you provide it where it is, and it would also then make sure that you have local job creation.
Perfect, Mr. Creel. Thank you so much for your time for the citizen. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day, sir.